Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a goofy thing, but maybe we could take calls on it. Does everybody have a comfort show?
Oh, absolutely.
How many comfort shows do you have?
Like 6.
What?
Yeah.
Like you?
Wow. I have 3. I thought that was high. You're doubling.
I have... So your comfort show, okay, first let's, what is a comfort show? Is it just something that like, if you're walking by, if you're flipping channels and that show's on, you'll just stop? Or is it something you literally seek out?
I'll seek it out. It's kind of both, but I'm okay having it in the background and not fully paying attention to it all the time. But I like am half paying attention, I guess.
Yeah, is it something you've seen before? You've already seen, you so know how the series
yeah,
ends,
I don't
but
absolutely.
Still watching
no,
it
absolutely.
Again.
How would a comfort show not be something that you've seen? Then it's not comforting.
I'm gonna tell you that I have a comfort show that I haven't seen all of them. It's not even a comfort show, it's a comfort person. And but I haven't seen all of them. Anything with 3 letters the same with Guy Fieri in it. Triple D, Triple G. Guy Fieri in the background is comforting to me. Like if it's just quiet in my house and I need noise, I have Triple D on or Triple G on.
I found my flame shirt.
Oh, shut up. You're not dressing.
I'm not joking.
We're not dressing like Guy Fieri.
You're halfway there.
I like him, but I don't want to be him.
Huh?
And
don't wear it in here. Save some action for the rest of us.
What occasion would we all 3 go somewhere as Guy Fieri?
A Tuesday.
Do it in here. We're not going to go anywhere.
Oh, no. We're going somewhere.
We're going
downtown.
Are we going to have a bowl? That's the only thing you can do in that stupid shirt.
No.
Eventually, we're going to get back on topic here. We want to know your comfort show.
Yeah.
Like, my son is mad at me because I won't adopt his new comfort show is Better Call Saul. He just started it again, and I think it's his 3rd pass.
Wow.
Really?
He just... Dude, you know how... He did that with The Last Dance. He watched The Last Dance probably 5 times. That's like 10 episodes or something. It's long as
hell.
It is
long. But it's interesting to me. Like for me, my comfort shows are all comedies because it's so lighthearted. You can walk away. But to have a comfort show be like, you have
intense
to watch this episode and the drama and then this like sequential.
Yes.
Is that the word they call it? Like that seems too intense for a comfort show.
I don't know. It depends.
Yeah. Because like The Office, one of my comfort shows. You can jump in on season 4. You can start on season 1.
Right.
We can watch the one with Amy Adams bringing the purses in, or I can be watching the one with Will Ferrell. It doesn't matter. It's always comforting. It's just funny. Mm-hmm. And it's just...
Mm-hmm.
And you can leave. You can come back.
100%.
Yeah, all that.
But also, you've seen it so many times that even when you do leave, you're keeping time with it. I'm like, I wonder...
Yeah.
Now the fire's happening. Now they're singing the song about Ryan started the fire. Like, you know, I know exactly what's happening.
Yeah. The Office that's a great one.
Yeah, that's one of mine.
I think everybody's comfort show is The Office.
For sure. Mm-hmm. That's a given.
So we've got a list of some things from Reddit, but we want to hear yours. Like, what is... And I just want you to know, don't be mad if I don't adopt your show. Like, you can make your pitch.
You're pretty stubborn with your shows.
Because I know there's good shows out there, but I don't need any more shows. I don't.
Yeah.
Everybody's, if one more person, okay, I get it. I understand Landman is phenomenal.
Mm.
I'm not doing it, people, because then I have to get one more subscription. I got to get Paramount. I'm not getting it. Do you have Paramount?
I think so.
Can I have your password?
Sure.
Okay. all right. So what is your comfort show? 303-222-5423. That is the phone number, and that is also the Berg Simpson text line. Just reach out to us either way.
I have a couple.
Was Office one of yours?
No, it's not. Because my wife doesn't like The Office. She works in HR and it drives her too nuts because
it's not realistic.
None of that would happen in an office if Toby was a competent HR.
Right. But like, you know, Batman, not real, but it's a great movie. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, yeah. Like sometimes
she had some HR issues with
Batman
as well. Oh my God, watching movies with your wife must suck.
Well, so what we do watch is we watch Family Guy. And Everybody Loves Raymond. Those are the two.
Oh,
over
Raymond?
And over. Oh, yeah. My wife watches, we'll watch Raymond at night, and then she watches it like during the day sometimes on her own.
She just has it on in the background.
For the millionth time. I've seen them all a bunch of times, and she's seen them double.
Have you bought them?
No, they stream on whatever.
Okay.
I think.
Because I was so into The Office, I bought it.
Yeah.
And then somehow Apple TV screwed it up, and I'm missing like 5 episodes in season 2 or whatever. It's so irritating.
Weird.
Yeah.
Really?
It's better on Netflix anyway, because then it just keeps going.
What's wrong with Raymond? It was one of the biggest shows
of all
time.
I don't think Raymond is as funny as Seinfeld. Or The Office. So Seinfeld's another one of my just full-on comfort shows.
I don't know.
I always forget. Dun, 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 Larry David.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No.
No.
Not that funny.
I think it's hilarious.
It's a little dry.
It's a little, yeah, it's very dry.
Yeah, I know.
For us, Family Guy is a good comfort show because I've been watching Family Guy with my wife since the day we met. Like, we've just, that's
cute.
I bet somebody's going to call and say Simpsons then. It's the same, right?
Oh, for sure.
I think you're either either Seinfeld or Friends kind of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think there's probably, I bet there's not a lot of people who are Simpsons and Family Guy. You're one or the other.
Yeah, probably not. A lot of people say Family Guy just stole everything from the Simpsons.
They probably did.
They stole a lot. They kind of admit it, yeah. Because they did it. They ended up doing a crossover episode.
Do you guys know what Columbo is?
No.
I watched it for the first time. I had only heard it referenced in a Beastie Boys song before, so I didn't know what it was. But I saw
it's
it
terrible.
Recently at my in-laws.
My parents loved it.
Okay, yeah.
It's so terrible. But it's a comfort show for a lot of people. It's like, I think Steve Jobs stole the thing. Like, you know what Steve Jobs would do when he would do the whole developer conference and then he's basically done. He's like, all right, thank you. And he's like, oh, just one more thing. And then that one more thing is the biggest announcement of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And Columbo would do the same thing. He's like, I just don't know how to solve this crime. And he's like, oh, just one more thing. Did you put the fingerprints on? And he's like, and he breaks the case open. Like, that's what the show...
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. It was pretty slow moving, and it, again, a mystery. It feels like you can't step away. You got to see every.
It's
piece
not
of
a
it
great
develop.
Comfort show, but it is a great like.
But it also is.
Yeah,
because
you have to actually devote the time. The reason your generation only likes comedies is because you can't.
No.
You can't focus. Yeah, like you probably. I guarantee you, somebody is in their car right now, about to call us, and it's like, what was the thing, where it's the old lady who's. She's the teacup or something in, or the teapot in Beauty and the Beast. Angela Lansbury, Murder, She Wrote, boom!
Wow.
Hello! Okay. There was Murder, She Wrote and Father Dowling's Mysteries were two like stupid shows.
I've not
parents
heard
also,
of either of those.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm.
I guarantee you they're coming back.
Huh.
And same with Matlock. Matlock was one of those things that had Andy Griffith on it. You know who that is?
Yeah
I do.
But now it's back with... Kathy Bates.
Interesting. Wow. This says that the average episode of Columbo was between 70 and 98 minutes long.
Whoa.
That's why it felt so slow.
Like,
what is this wrapping up?
It is super slow moving. All right. If you've got a comfort show, and maybe we'll adopt your comfort shows, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about our comfort shows.
Mm-hmm.
Tiak, did you get to say all your comfort shows?
Yeah, I think good. So.
So did I. All right, so let's, Aaron pointed out to me that we didn't let her say anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Ted Lasso.
Scott.
Ted Lasso.
No, Ted, I will say this. I didn't even think of that, but 100%.
Yes.
I go back to that, like, and I start at Diamond Dogs.
Yeah.
Because Diamond Dogs that's is the dark scene.
And then also that 70s show. Okay.
That's a good one, too.
Scott?
Yay.
What are your comfort shows?
I actually got two. I told T-Hack, Star Trek Next Generation. I'd watch that series at least.
Is that the one with Shatner?
No.
No, that's a newer
Next
one?
Next Generation is with Picard.
Oh, okay.
With
and then, of course, I don't know why, but all these other ones that are so old to me that I still could watch it over and over is My Name is Earl.
Oh, my God, I loved that show.
I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Did it end or did it just get canceled and it just kind of was just gone? I forget.
It went like six or seven seasons, so they had like a season to or a series finale and everything. So
oh, wow.
I don't remember how it ends. I might have to go binge that.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, at least the last season, if anything.
Yeah.
Anything to keep you from watching Star Trek.
Star Trek Next Generation. If you're a true Trek, like,
yeah.
I didn't like that. Yeah, thank you, Scott. I didn't like that.
Huh.
Star Trek. How about Nicole?
Yay.
What's your comfort show? Nicole, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now. What's your show?
How I Met Your Mother.
Haven't seen a single episode.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Is that the one with Sheldon?
A good laugh.
No, it's got Neil. Oh, no, what's his name?
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris.
I've never seen that. I've never seen the one with Sheldon either.
I've only seen How I Met Your Mother. They used to play it when I used to donate plasma. So there's a weird, there's a
so you got an adjacency
thing.
Mirror. Yeah,
you're memory. Like, I'm starting to get lightheaded.
Great.
I get it. Most people who like it, but yeah. That's not the one with Kaylee Cuoco either then?
No, that's Big Bang, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Big Bang Theory.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mark?
Yes.
What's your comfort show?
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, ooh. My God. I was so into that and I didn't finish it.
I'm sensing a trend.
Well, you know what it is? It's because I was into it when it was on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, do you guys even know what this is like? You don't remember probably anymore. Where you had to like make an appointment for like
yes,
Friday nights
absolutely.
To watch it. And you're like, and
otherwise
and then,
you missed it and you had to wait.
Then all of a sudden when binging became a thing, all the shows that I had to wait for, I'm just like, screw it. I'm done. You're making me wait, and these guys are letting me binge.
Yeah.
So that's when I just
the demand was gone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that show I think is single-handedly responsible for the rise in popularity of the name Jax.
Oh yeah.
We almost
right?
named Noah Jax for yeah. sure. And my now ex-wife was so into that show. Jax was on the short.
Yeah. It was like, oh, you could just stop the name there. Like, yes. Let's do that. And it's got an X.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And you know what was? Thank you for the call. You know what I loved about it? He actually learned to ride.
Oh.
He was actually really good. And like, he kind of, I don't think he started it, but like, he didn't wear biker boots and stuff. He wore kicks. He wore tennis shoes.
Really?
And it was just cool. You didn't have to like be the full on like Harley Hell's Angel leather.
Gosh, he's
just had
so
a stop.
Hot. Okay.
He's
so
smoldering.
I need to watch the show.
Okay.
I'm not looking at his boots.
Jesse.
Yay.
What's your comfort show?
My comfort show is called The Good Place. It's written by one of the previous writers of The Office, but it is 10 times better.
I started to get into it.
Who's Kristen? In it? Kristen Bell, yeah.
And Ted Danson.
Yeah.
Kristen Bell, Ted Danson. It is hilarious, and it is so heartfelt. The ending of it makes me cry every single Aww. Time.
I think I'm going to get into it. I've had people really suggest it again recently, but it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of hokey.
It gets so much better because it's about these people who are dead and they're in the afterlife, but one of
and
them
they were
realized,
accidentally in heaven.
Yes, so
that's
one of them
funny.
Realizes,
and they're just trying to stay. It's like, wait a minute, you're not supposed to. And it's like,
that's like us in radio.
Rebecca,
yay!
What's your comfort show?
Hi. It would have to be Dexter Original Sin, the newest one that they just
the
came
new
out
one?
With.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a new one where it goes back on like Dexter when he's a boy and how he got into it.
And he still narrates it even though he's not in it, right?
Yes, yeah.
They explain that in the first series. Why would you need
No, but they just do the whole thing, I think. I mean, they do. It is tons of flashbacks.
Yeah. In the original. Like, that's all of it.
It's not all of it, Aaron. Okay. The original stuff is my favorite. Like, I did just start to binge that again.
Mm-hmm. I'm not cut out for Dexter. I remember seeing season one, episode one, the intro.
Oh, yeah.
Just until it, like, the title card came up, and I was like, I'm out. I've seen enough.
Wow.
Really? Just killing the mosquito on his arm and all the...
He did something with... I don't remember. It was too gruesome already.
Oh, he killed somebody. He had a kill room set up in the very first episode, right? Like, right away.
Yeah.
I think I know what this show's about.
I get the gist. I'm not in.
Yeah.
Maya.
Yay.
What's your comfort show?
Okay, don't judge me, but I like to watch Cops.
Like... It's almost impossible.
That's your comfort show?
I mean, if it's on, I'm watching it. Like, it's so bad, it's good.
You know? Oh, I do kind of like that.
No!
Yeah, I'm with you. It does make
you feel better about your lot in life, but no!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Ooh, wow. Chunky.
News. News.
Real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
I was trying to make it more like rockery.
No, I know like what screamy, you were trying you know, to yeah, do. But I mean, if you were to
I
assess
thought it was
it,
like a cat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, scale of 1 to 10, how do you think you did?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Poorly.
Yeah, yeah. Like a negative number, right? Negative integers?
Yep.
Approaching zero?
Just a regular day, boss.
Yep. All right.
Doing what I normally do.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. The Grammys have been canceled.
Is that true?
Yes, due to the LA fires.
They canceled them?
Yep.
Okay. I just want to say I saw a thing that said they're also postponing the Oscar noms a week.
There's like, yeah, some priorities.
It's a little, hey, here's Hollywood glitz and glamour. While it's like, whoa.
And here's all of these, you know.
You can't have an award ceremony. Like everybody getting drunk. Do they get drunk at the Grammys? No. It's just the Globes?
I think so.
Which one do they get drunk at? I don't know.
The Globes, I think, doesn't the Golden Globes have the...
It's tables.
Yeah, and that's the one that's like notorious because I think they take it less serious than the
Is that the one
ones.
That Nikki Glaser just did? What was that?
I think so, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they were hammered at that. Yeah.
But they are donating because, you know, they... obviously have been preparing for it, but they're going to donate all of the resources and stuff to
the fire victims.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Golden Globes is one of the few award shows that serves food and drink to the stars.
Yes.
So that's
they are hammered at it. Yeah. Where the Grammys, you're sitting in like...
Oh, you're right.
You're sitting
right.
in like an auditorium.
Like theater
you're sitting
seats
in
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not getting hammered at that. So it's like not postponed, just...
I saw was canceled.
But then will they just tell us who would have won?
I don't know.
Yeah, and does this affect next year if they cancel it to all the ones that were in the running this year? Do they get an extra year of eligibility? So now...
Yeah, that feels weird. It's like, I wrote a dope album this year. Like, for example...
Benson Boone.
Yeah. Well, and the single that I just released that...
That gets applied to next year.
I was going to let it go, but now the Grammys came up. Did you guys submit it for Grammys for me? Did you guys do the stuff?
We submitted it. We got to work what the splits are going to be. Good evening.
There's no splits.
My kids are on it.
You think you get... Okay.
Yes.
I've told you my son has an agent now.
For singing on it.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
How much do you think you get? Like, I was a studio musician at one point. You know, you get money. Like, a little bit of money for the session. Mm-hmm. And Aaron, you just went, talking all that. Beep up.
Still on it. Doesn't matter.
You think you get a point? You didn't even get a point for that.
3%.
No, that's 3 points. No, what are you talking about? Well, so thus far, the song... By the way, you can download the song on the Alice... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good evening. Volunteers are in need, and I'm curious if anyone in this room might be qualified to do it. The National Archive is seeking volunteers to read cursive handwriting. Apparently, we have a bunch of 200 years of handwritten U.S. documents, and they're all in cursive, and no one knows how to read them anymore.
So are you being serious?
I'm being dead serious. Yeah. So the National Archives are like, look, we got to figure out what these things say.
You really can't. There's people. You can read it, right?
I can read it, although I remember getting birthday cards and stuff from my grandmother when I was a little kid, And there's something about when you're really, really good at cursive,
yes,
then it's hard. It's harder to read. It flows almost too well. And so I used to struggle. And especially when you open it and the check falls out and you have to pretend like,
oh, I'm reading the rest of it and all you want to look at is the check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can read those. Those were always perfectly legible.
Yeah, somehow legible. I am, the weird thing is, I should get this from my parents' house. My parents have a cursive typewriter.
What?
It's legit.
Whoa. That's like, cool.
It is, it's not, but it's like not electric, so it's like.
Yeah.
Like you have to.
But it's cursive.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It really is a thing. And it's like, I mean, it's not great, obviously, because but it, they don't always connect, but it's like, yeah. I'm going to get that typewriter and I'm going to start.
Yeah. When's the last time you wrote in cursive, do you think?
The day we were done learning to write in cursive was the last day I wrote in cursive. Like I was always a math guy. Mm-hmm. So I make my eights with two circles.
I do too. Mm. Just because I think it's cleaner.
It's like a drafting. So like the idea of intentionally writing illegibly as a math guy made me crazy inside.
That makes sense.
Like for the longest time, now my signature is like a doctor or whatever, but like for the longest time you could read my name. Like I'm saying is like M-I, like you could read every letter. Now it's just like,
yeah,
it's just a thing. So yeah, no, I stopped writing in cursive that day. My daughter was way into it and now she's so mad that she spent so much time on it.
Why?
Yeah. Because it's a useless skill. Everybody's like, you gotta know cursive. It's like, for what?
Yeah.
You don't even know how to, like how many times do you put pen to paper now? Never. Everything's like, if you write a grocery list, it's
when's
in your
When's the last
notes.
Time I wrote a ransom note? It's like years.
That's when you cut out.
Yeah, I was going to say magazine letters.
But you do it in cursive because that's not your handwriting. So you could.
I thought you're supposed to use the opposite hand.
Oh, that.
That's for something else.
Oh.
I'm doing that right.
Good evening. You know what?
What?
Today is. Today's Make Your Dream Come True Day, and like after
really?
That whole thing, T-Hack, you make your dreams come true.
Is that, okay, yeah. That's it? That's all you're going to say?
Yeah.
It's Make Your Dream Come True Day. That was the shortest story we've ever had on News or Nope.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Looking to improve your marriage, there's one simple thing that you need to be doing at night in the bedroom.
Mm.
With which hand?
Well, either, actually, because
spicy.
The thing you need to be doing. Any guesses?
Something. First off, insulting to ask me how to improve a marriage. Let's just start there.
Okay.
How do you improve your marriage?
Insulting to keep us off the proceeds of your jealous song.
You're right. No, it's not. Okay. When are we playing it again?
My son had ice cream for breakfast. His agent is a hardball guy. Like, I don't know what. You're not going to give her 3%?
All right. Well, we'll see if it starts getting airplay internationally. What can you do to save your marriage in the bedroom? Get rid of the TV. No, but that's...
No, because that he said you...
You have to do it.
With your hands. Either hand.
Well, I said...
Either hand, yeah. You're overthinking it.
Touch.
No, it's... Oh.
Ding, ding, ding. You need to touch your partner while you sleep. 94% of couples who touched while sleeping were happier. This is actually something I've been doing a lot lately. It's just actually cuddling, I guess you would say, putting a hand on. Because I'm like I go to sleep, I kind of turn
you
the other way.
You turn the opposite way?
Yeah.
It is weird, yeah.
Yeah, don't touch me.
No, but like, you remember, Aaron, like you've dated a lot recently.
Was that an insult?
No. I'm just saying, do you spend the night together?
Sometimes.
It feels weird to like be like wham bam and then like flip side. So you're like, there's so much more cuddling.
You'll cuddle a little bit
you got to stick with it as long as you can.
No.
You do because you don't want to. And then I don't remember when it is.
I'm saying I'm going to bed. That's your side.
Stay.
Yeah. But like, that's your side. Don't touch me.
You really do
we'll
that?
We'll reconnect in the morning. Yeah. I need my sleep.
I feel similarly. Yeah. You're cuddling or whatever, but there's a point where it's like, and now I roll over and now I sleep. But yeah. I've been fighting that habit. And I've been getting a lot of touching, a lot of groping going on in the hack house. And it's great. We're happier.
Let's just wrap this thing up.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is... I don't even think I can talk about that. Well, I guess I can. I can disguise it.
Yeah.
They're going to know, but it doesn't matter.
It's fine.
Is there a profession... Is there a profession you wouldn't date? In fact, I'd love to hear from texters. Text us right now at 303-222-5423. That's just a gentle way of reminding you we've changed that number. It's the same as a phone number. 303-222-5423. What could you not date? I can't date. Like, who can't you date, T-Hack?
I couldn't date like a dancer. Can you say stripper? Are you supposed to say that anymore?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Because a dancer to me is like...
Like in the ballet or something.
Yeah,
kind
of. I mean, since Aaron and I went to a strip club recently, we had a field trip while you were on vacation. There's not a lot of dancing.
Really?
They don't dance nearly. Like back in the day, they used to dance more. They'd like.
Well, the two that we were around, we just loved.
Not me, you and your friend. I was by myself.
Oh, yeah. No, there was.
Just paying.
There's not a lot of dancing around you. A lot of dancing around me.
Yeah. I'm too insecure. I'm too jealous. Like I wouldn't like that at all.
Even though you know they're gonna come home to you.
I don't have that gear where it's like, at least she's coming home with me. I'd be like, just stay home with me. Please. Just stay. Like it's more of a me thing.
Okay.
But I would be uncomfortable.
Who can you not date? Aaron can date. I'm sorry, I don't mean to. It seems like you can date anybody because you don't care if they make money or they don't.
Yeah, I still feel like, I don't know if I could date someone in the military, if I'm being completely honest.
You couldn't?
I don't think so.
Your brother's in the military.
I think that's why.
You don't have that weird little gear, and your father was a police officer, right?
Yeah.
So maybe there's a little bit of like...
But I do love a man in uniform, but I don't know.
So you want stolen valor guys?
I don't know.
Guys are pretending to be like, you want
Because then you're also gone for like extended periods of time.
That is true.
So I don't know if I could do that.
Have you dated a guy in a uniform?
No.
He's not wearing much of anything.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out like what uniform really does it for you. Firefighter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Referee? Maybe. I still have the shirt from back in the day.
You think it fits? That was me. I didn't mean it like that, but I'm just okay. Like, no, I've always been curious when people say that whole thing about like a man in uniform. I don't understand it.
Really?
What is it? Do we have an adjacency, T-Hack? As men, do you go, oh, I just can't resist a girl in like boots, but it's not like... certain boots, like fall, when fall comes around, you're just like, oh God, it's boot season. Ugh. But like,
I don't get the boots.
You don't?
Much. No, I don't hate them. I'm just neutral.
Girls in boots, especially, and then like country concert.
Sundress and boots.
Oh my God.
It's cute.
It's such a vibe.
Yeah.
It's just, Like, you could go kick somebody's butt and you're just in a flowy, ugh, so hot. But like, I don't think there's an adjacency for men to go, yeah, that's exactly the same. Like, men in uniform.
I don't know that they're, yeah, Texas, if you think of one. I don't think I could date anybody who does TV, because TV people weird me out. I've said this before.
Really? You.
Yeah. If you're, especially like if you're on the news, because so in radio, right, there's just a lot of stuff you have to deal with. Huh. You work terrible hours, low pay, you move around a lot.
Yeah.
You work your way up, all these things. But at the end, you get to have fun, right? Like, you get yes. to be here and we get to tell jokes and we laugh and we love yes. each other. And like, that's the end goal. But for me, seeing TV people have to deal with all of that same stuff, even and, worse hours.
It's not fun.
And then at the end, you just go, you just have to wear they a tie do. And good evening and
yes.
be real serious all the time. And that just seems like, well, why? Just go be serious at a bank. And like,
do you think they cut loose harder than most people? Because the news people I've hung around,
they go hard. Like, they go hard real hard
in the paint.
And that, yeah.
Like, I couldn't keep up. I was like, you guys just yeah. have fun.
But that's more to the point. Like, at least we get to be ourselves on the air, and I feel like they don't, and it weirds me out. I'm always weird around TV people. I don't.
Okay, so nobody's listing the one that I have.
Hmm.
I can't. So the reason this
divorce
came up.
Divorce attorney.
I could definitely do that. no, I mean, I didn't have a. Okay, never mind. Recently, somebody was like, hey, here's my hot friend. Would you like to meet my hot friend? And I was like, that's a weird way. Like, when you do that, it's like, now you've put me sort of on my yes. heels. I'm like, okay, what are we expecting?
And you can't go, where is she?
Oh,
is she,
boy.
Is she on her way? Or?
Yeah, you've determined how I feel about your friend already.
Wow. But she was an eye doctor. She was an ophthalmologist, I believe. Am I turning red because I feel like this could bite me in the butt? But she was like, I would totally love to be your eye doctor or whatever. And I'm like, I couldn't sleep with you.
Why not?
You can't sleep with somebody who's looked in your eyes.
Yeah, you
like,
can.
Like
you're supposed to.
No, yeah. I mean,
don't you?
I don't mean I don't make eye contact.
Is that but, part of it?
You know what I mean. Like with a microscope or whatever. Or like, could you date your dentist?
Yeah.
Oh my God. If you're a dentist, 303-222-5423. There's no way you've been inside their mouth. You know how gross they are. You're lying about flossing and like, oh, I totally floss. You liar. They already know you're full of crap. You any doctor, could you date a gyno?
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, you couldn't.
Yeah, huh?
No, you.
I'll date any doctor.
I dated a nurse for a while. And
but it not was, your nurse.
No, she
not
was
not. A nurse that worked on you.
She tried to work on me. She tried to practice. She would try to do it. Like, I need to do a catheter. I need to get better.
Shut your mouth.
A catheter?
She wanted to do a.
Yes, and I wouldn't let her. There's no way.
Well, smart man.
There's no way.
That's not foreplay, dude.
I know. That's for, yeah.
She really wanted to do that.
She really did, yeah. And she didn't think it was weird at all. That's the thing. So I, like, she was just what? Like, that's my work and
I need to practice.
Yeah, I need, like, no, it's very weird. And also, I don't need one. All right. I went to bed a couple times. And all of a sudden.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We're going to tackle somebody else's problem. We're going to stop being, you know, narcissistic and
selfish and.
Yeah, all those things.
Well, then I'm out of here. All right. I'm doing that.
See ya. Before you go, could you tell us what's on deck?
Sure. Jordan is dating a great guy who's maybe wanting to move a little faster than she is. We'll say.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Yay.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well. I'm afraid this is going to hit a little too close to home for me. Probably for Aaron,
yeah.
too.
I'm like, where are the fast ones?
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so basically, I've been dating this guy for a little over a year now. He's fantastic. He's a few years older than I am, and he's got a great job that pays well. He has his own house. I mean, his life is just really put together. Not that mine's not, but you know, I'm, you know, a couple years younger and he's made it pretty clear that he wants to get married and plans to propose to me in the near future. But
hey.
I don't know. I just don't know if I'm there yet. I know I want to get married too, but like I said, I'm a little bit younger and I feel like I don't want to necessarily get married for a few more years at least. And
do you not want to be married to him or do you not want to be married?
Well, it's a little bit of both, honestly.
Oh,
I'm
for the love.
Okay.
I really like him, but I'm just not quite sure if he is my future husband.
You've been with him for I'm going to call him. I'm trying.
You've been with him for a year.
Thank you. I sounded so much different on that second one. Why are you still with him for a year? Like, what?
If you're questioning it, like.
Well.
Are you saying she should stay if she's questioning it or leave?
No, leave.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
I don't know. It's just hard because really he is so, so, so great. And I know that if I am honest about my hesitations, that it's going to absolutely crush him and he would end the relationship, which I get it. But
yes,
part of it is I just keep telling myself that maybe my feelings are going to change and get stronger over time and maybe I will want to marry him.
Oh, you know, every little girl has a fairy tale of a guy growing on their heart like a fungus until it just takes it over. Like, what? You swept me off my feet over the course of a 6-year period. Like, I don't.
So he checks every box for you except spark. What are you not attracted to him? What's the...
No, that's really, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Like, it's just that spark, and maybe I'm overthinking it, which is what I, you know, am just kind of wondering about. I mean, because the marriage bug hasn't hit me as hard as it's hit some of my friends. And so I'm kind of like, well, he is perfect. I do really love being with him.
Okay.
But I just don't have that urge to get married yet.
Do you feel like you're just not ready to settle down? And does it feel like right person, wrong time?
A little bit. I'm just not sure because I'm not having that major spark. So part of me is like, is it the right person, wrong time?
Okay, I have a question that you're not going to want to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway, and you don't have to answer it specifically. But first, I want to give the phone number, 303-222-5423, if you're as angry as I was a couple of minutes ago. Or you can text the Berg Simpson text line, same number, 303-222-5423. Like, if you want to just shake her and go, you found one of the good ones, and you're like, eh.
Who wants to get married?
Correct. Yeah.
Like, I want
to. Let him go so I can have it.
Right. The question I have is, I'm not asking your specific number, your body count, but is it sort of that you feel like you haven't kicked enough tires yet? Like, you haven't test driven enough vehicles to really know?
No, I mean, I've had some good long-term relationships and I've had some more casual relationships. I just have never, like, you know how people get baby fever? I feel like I've never had marriage fever. And so I don't know. I think I'm just, that's why I think maybe I'm overthinking it, because he really does check every box and I'm just not having that like desire to settle down quite yet.
Mm.
But it's not that I don't want to ever settle down. It's not something that I like need to do this minute.
But I wonder if you are overthinking it, because like as a marriage, like, spark is important, sure, but is the spark always there 5, 7, 8, 9 years in, when she's giving birth, when you're waking up on a Sunday and nobody's got makeup or clothes on? Like, there are other things that are as important than the spark, right? It's like you get along together well. He's
financially.
Like,
he loves you back. Yes, it's very important.
I don't mean to be a jerk about this, Jordan, but I'd like to talk to him, because frankly, you're not good enough for him.
That's harsh, but the
thing about it is,
Aaron wants to talk to him too, for a different reason.
What does he look like?
I'm not trying to be mean, but it's just like, you should truly be with somebody who is your biggest cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you should be their biggest cheerleader. And it sounds like this right here is one of the streets in downtown Denver. This is a one-way street. He is a cheerleader for you. And you're like, yeah, checks boxes.
No. Don't get me wrong. He's amazing. And I really am like so thrilled to be with him. It's just like the marriage piece specifically, where I think our timelines are just a little bit different, you know? And I feel like this is often something where the shoe is on the other foot, you know? Yeah, like, a lot of times I feel like it's the woman wanting to get married and the man is like, well, I don't know. I'm going to be pokey. But I think because he is a little bit older than me, he's just more ready for that phase of life.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just not quite there in life yet, but and that's where I'm sort of like, I do really care about him, but is this the right move?
I guess I come at it from that side as being the guy who was convinced to get married, right? And because your arguments fall apart when it's like, Well, no, not yet. Well, why not? Oh, just because.
Because I
what just, about my buddies?
Right.
They're not married. You know, and it's like, that's not a reason.
Well, and it's also like it's not going to happen tomorrow. If you're going to have a wedding, it's going to take a bit.
You got engaged today. You're out.
Well, and it's the same thing with like a bachelor party. It's always like, oh, your last single night. Like, I haven't been single. I've been dating this woman for 4 years. I haven't been single that whole time. Right. And just like, I'm not ready to settle down. But you're dating a guy regularly. Like, you are settled down.
But let me just say this. If you're a fan of Ted Lasso, you'll understand what I'm about to say. You deserve a man who makes you feel like you've been struck by lightning. And if this man doesn't do that, I know I just flip-flopped, but I'm just trying to be the other side of this. I also think if you settle, that you'll need my former attorney's number sooner than later. Because if you don't feel like you got hit by lightning, then you're eventually going to wake up one day and go, look at this great house, this great guy. Like, it's not enough.
Yeah, I know, and that's really where I'm stuck.
We're gonna like I know there's people who's,
I don't know where my wife is. I've never struck her with lightning before.
I think you did because you've said things that she says to you. She is your biggest fan, and you are hers. And so I think you're wrong, even though you don't think you think maybe from a financial standpoint or from a cooking standpoint or for like whatever. I don't really know what it is that you. I'm desperate to
it's
figure out.
It's not the way I look in my underwear. I know that.
Hang on, Jordan. We're going to need your man's phone number in case somebody else wants to meet him. There's two sides. Like, there's the head and the heart. And
exactly. Yeah.
The head, this is the right guy.
For
but
sure.
If it's not in the heart, I don't think you're going to grow that.
No, I don't either. I really don't. And that's why I think she's kind of wasting his time.
She's wasting his time for sure.
Let him go.
Probably wasting her time.
Yeah.
But you can't marry just for your heart, right? They make movies about that, but that's not a real, you can't.
It should start there.
Because then by being each other's cheerleader, you're going to support each other. You're going to build a life together. You're going to encourage and be successful together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but can I just say this in the reverse argument of what I just said?
Yeah.
Some of my best relationships have been, they were my best friend.
Yeah.
And then we were like, one day looked at each other and went like, oh crap, I really want to see you naked. And then it's like, we're really good at that too.
I've heard that too. I saw him forever. We've never even thought of him that way until
we were just friends.
Did.
And then it's like, oh crap, we're good at this too. This is being a relationship.
See, that's where I lose him. Oh, we're not good at this?
Okay. Jordan needs your help. Man's perfect. He's just in a hurry to get married. And she's like, maybe just not yet, or maybe not ever. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're trying to help out Jordan. Yeah, she's got the perfect guy. Aaron, can you stand down?
No.
Okay. She's got the perfect guy. He's on a fast track to get married. He's put together. Everything's great. And she's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
if you don't know, now you know.
Do you want to be married?
I think so. Yeah.
You heard it here first.
That's normal.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you actively? Are you? What do they call it on all the dating apps? Dating with intention.
Yeah. Sorry, Sam.
We're getting to the bottom of Aaron first. All right, Sam.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. So what advice do you have for Jordan?
The best advice she can get in her entire life, to think honestly. Here is the thing. My take on this is Jordan subconsciously is waiting for someone better financially and physically.
She is, isn't she? If you don't know that this is the one, then you think there is another one.
Yeah.
She's waiting for someone else. That's what I think.
Yeah. So then just turn this dude loose.
Yeah.
Let Aaron have a crack at him.
Exactly. He deserves someone who actually cares.
She does care until she... Jamie?
Yay.
What do you think?
I'm sorry, Jordan, and I feel for you to a point. You need to let this poor guy go. He's a great whoopee, it sounds like, but you don't love this guy. It's pretty clear.
A great would-be. I haven't heard that before.
Oh, I thought she said whoopee.
I heard whoopee. Whoopee. Oh.
like a cozy blanket, something to be there.
Oh, whoopee.
Oh, whoopee.
Yeah, so I was right.
Oh.
I'm the one who can't hear, and I'm the only one who got it right.
The speakers are over there.
It's okay. So it's very strange to me, and I thank you for the call, Jamie. Like, she called us for advice, and it's turning into pile on her. It's like people are defending this guy we don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's hard to see when you're in the situation. It's time. You can let him go. Like, you're not getting what you need out of it, and that's okay, but you're holding him back, and that's not fair to either.
So you thought she said would be?
Yeah.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah.
So then you're the one who screens the phone calls. Uh-huh. Is this person actually named Cheese Grits, or did you mishear that?
No, that's
well?
What he told me. I double checked.
You really? So I'm going to say Cheese Grits, and he's going to respond.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Cheese Grits.
Yes, this is Cheese Grits.
I don't know how we got here, but I'm speechless. Damn pleased we are. What's your advice for Jordan?
Dude, so, you know, at times I consider myself to be a relationship coach. So one of my main things is I tell people, if you don't keep it real with anyone else in the world, keep it real with yourself.
Yeah, true.
So at the end of the day, she knows, you know, what he's missing. She just don't want to say it. And at the end of the day, that's when you got to keep it real with yourself. He has everything, but just not exactly what I want. So I just need to either let.
Oh, God. Please tell me you're going to lose Cheese Grits.
Stop.
Oh, there you're still there. Okay. Like, that's such a weird thing that I've never heard anybody say before. Because, like, when you get real good at lying to everybody, you also lie to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, like, that's great advice.
Yeah.
Go ahead and lie to everyone.
No.
No, but he's saying if you want, like, but, like, you got to be real with you. And she's like, thank you for the advice, Cheese Grits. And may I extend the invitation? You are allowed to call in on any subject.
I might be in love with him.
Yeah, there's a chance you're going to get some marriage proposals. Thank you, Cheese Grits.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
Thank you. For real, he's fast tracked. Like, no matter what happens.
Okay. Direct line.
To the like.
I won't have to double check what his name is.
Nope,
now.
Just
now we know
straight
it's
up Mr.
Whoopee. Grits. Thank you.
Samantha?
Yeah.
Advice for Jordan, who doesn't know if he's the one.
So I just say, like, do what you think is best for, like, you. Like, is your wallet ready to, like, plan a wedding and do all that? Or is he, like, one of those guys that covers everything for you?
I just think, like, I don't know. The wallet thing, if I could live my life over, I would do less waiting and do more doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, oh, should we? Well, let me get these ducks in order before we have kids, before I get married, it's like, and I would just do a lot more things. You know, I don't know if that's what's holding Jordan back is the wallet, but...
Yeah, it's interesting, too, I hear, because I do think it's two sides of the coin. You have to do what's best for you, but also once you're entering a marriage, once you're ready to enter a marriage, you're kind of both doing what's best for the other person, or like you're just putting the other person first. That's like the best case scenario. So if you're already thinking, well, this isn't what's right for me, you're probably not
correct.
In the right headspace to be with this person.
Yeah.
Which is when we should let this guy go. Like, I'm the more we talk, the more I'm like, if you love him at all, you should love him. Let him go. Because you're like, Kylie?
Yay.
What advice do you have?
What are you waiting for? How many chances at love do we get?
I have an abacus. You get quite a few. So you're mad at her. You think she should just go for it?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean,
wow.
You know, what exactly is it that you're waiting for?
Yeah.
Love.
Do more doing, like Slacker just said.
Yeah, but
also... And then more divorcing.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We're in a fight in the studio. Are we in a fight?
Yeah, kinda. Yeah.
We are trying to support you.
Aaron, can I say
no,
this?
No, we're not.
Aaron.
Take him down.
Aaron, can I say this?
Yes, of course.
I feel supported by you.
Well, thank you.
Tiak, put some gloves on, son. Because... So I'm going through I'm trying to make some life changes, and I hate, Like, I don't want to be that show that was just like, oh, V, talk about me. But it's called The Slacker Show, so we have to.
We are aware, boss.
Oh, my God. Okay. But I think there's a lot of people kind of going through the, just, again, I'm basing this on my algorithm. All the stuff I get right now, this time of year, we all are, right? It's like,
yeah, for
supplements,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, antioxidants.
Yeah. You want to be healthy? Yes. It's like all of the end caps at the store, too, are like protein powder. And 100%. Like every, it's, yeah.
I almost bought the, do you get the ads for the Create gummy things?
No.
Now I do, I'm sure.
They're like creatine in a gummy. And it's like, when you think of creatine, what do you think of?
Powder.
But what do you think is for?
Muscles.
Yes.
Yeah, like work. Yeah, before the gym.
But it's just, it's creatine's a good, like having that in your body. If you're not a meathead gym rat, it's still a good thing to have in your body. It's still going to help you manage insulin levels.
Oh my gosh, that's going to cure me?
Okay, there's seven things.
Get jacked.
Yeah.
You guys, people who are listening to the show don't understand. Like, I think you guys, like, you hear us and you don't understand. We were just, while that song was playing, in a flipping fight.
Yeah.
Like a fight.
Uh-huh.
And now we're all trying to be nice to each other. I'm so pissed at Tiak right now. I don't even know what to do. Because I'm trying to confide in him and tell him, like...
It's because I'm telling you what you don't want to hear. I'm telling you the honest truth and you just don't want to hear it. And no one wants to. That's the problem.
I think people are going to be mad at you when I say what you said, too.
I'm not sugarcoating it, no pun intended.
All right, let me do this. Here's the phone number that you texted.
That was a bit much,
it's
okay?
Funny, but nobody understands why. 303-222-5423. Don't start texting yet. Wait till you hear what's going on, and then you got to tell Tiak that he's wrong, or tell me that I'm wrong. It's fine.
Sure. Either or.
I'm doing really good. Haven't had a drink in like 8 days. Yep.
I looked at the calendar too.
Good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Really working in the protein, doing a whole bunch of different things for my body.
Do you
have
an end goal for the drinking, or are you just kind of, you're...
No, I mean, like, I think when there's a football game on, I'll probably have some drinks.
Okay.
But I don't think...
Yeah. Just moderation.
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I think when we get to what we're about to talk about, I don't know that I know that word. okay. I mean, just because... Because once I start doing something fun, okay, Aaron.
Yes.
Do you like roller coasters?
Yeah, I love them.
When you ride a roller coaster, you're like, wow, that was fun. I'm done.
No.
Or you get back on.
We will literally sneak our way back on.
Got it. That's how I treat everything that brings me joy in life.
Oh.
If I'm having relations, like if you are unlucky enough to find yourself naked with me, buckle up. Because if that's fun, we're not going to stop. And if it's a roller coaster, I'm not going to stop. If it's alcohol, I'm not going to stop.
Okay, and if all are combined.
Then we're barfing, but we're happy. Okay. So I've been doing really good, eating protein, preparing meals. Here's what's happening to me. With no alcohol, somehow I still crave sugar. And in fact, I crave sugar more. If I'm having a cocktail with dinner, when I'm done and they bring the dessert menu, I'm like, I don't need anything. I'm great.
Okay. See,
I don't need alcohol or I don't need dessert ever when I'm drinking, ever.
Because you think because there's sugar in the alcohol that you're drinking, so you're good?
Local insulin expert Aaron, do you think that's why?
I don't know. I don't know how much sugar
when you drink,
is in alcohol.
Does your thing beep, beep, beep?
It depends. Most of the time I do something low sugar cocktail anyways, so. Mm. Sorry.
Bottom line is this. Like last night I had like the most protein rich, started with a veggie starter because like you get fiber in and it'll even push glucose through faster. So you don't even, and I walk right after I eat. Like you just got to use the glucose right away. I do everything right. I get done with my meal. I did the walk or whatever. I'm like, I'm great. And then I'm inconsolable. I have to eat sugar. I ate a flipping pancake with... This
what?
Maple cinnamon syrup that I got at Lulu's Farms that's so good. I could drink the bottle. It's so good.
So you made a pancake?
No,
or you
I
just
had pancakes left over.
I see. Okay.
And so I just warmed a pancake up and just devoured it. And then 20 minutes later, I am asleep. So I'm having a crash. Mm-hmm. Okay. Having said all that, I'm saying this to my supportive friend, T-Hack, and he says, because it's just like after breakfast, I ate my scrambled eggs. Boom, I gotta have something sweet. Ah.
Okay, so I think we have to pause for a second because sugar is the most addictive thing. So I think there's some sort of withdrawal,
okay,
whichever.
Yes, I understand. This is why what I was saying to TAC and you is I've been reading about microdosing the thing that everybody else is shooting into their stomach, the semaglutides or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like a GLP-1, Wegovy, Ozempic, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can even orally like microdose
and
it.
By microdosing, is that an appetite suppressant or like what
it's
is
just
how
regulating
would that
the insulin levels, okay, so you're not craving the sugar.
Oh,
your body just goes like, hey man, you're good. We're set. We don't need anything in here. Because my brain just goes, Where is it? And this is the point, and this is where you're gonna text in at 303-222-5423. TX says one sentence that makes me want to poke your effing eyes out.
I want to make sure I say it right. What did I say? I think I said, or you could try discipline.
So if you're on Ozempic or Wegovy or Somorolin or any
he's
of them.
He's not talking about that. He's talking about you and your sugar
saying,
issue.
Or you could No, he believes every, like he's not just saying that to me.
He didn't. I did not get that context.
Right.
I did. I'm speaking on, hey, all you Ozempic people, TAC thinks you lack discipline. That's what I think. 303-222-5423.
I don't disagree. I kind of do because I think you're not establishing the discipline for when you get off the drug unless you never plan to get off the drug, which at that point, I don't know that that's good.
I don't believe in things like that. I don't want to get on anything and stay on it. I don't believe in that.
But you're getting on something to tell your brain that you don't need sugar anymore. But what happens when you get off of that thing? Your brain goes, oh, great, we need sugar. Like, you're just still back.
That's why I want to microdose it.
Square one.
That's why I want to microdose it.
But you've only given it, 5 days.
Aaron, I haven't given it any days. When it comes to sugar, I haven't given it any days. Because I can't do it. I get done eating, and I'm like, I've got salt on my tongue, and I'm like, oh, I got to balance
that.
Well,
and the thing is, so you definitely can't cut cold turkey because that's how you're going to binge later on. You're going to be like, oh, I had a good day.
Cold turkey booze.
That's different. Sugar's different because you're going to go all day eating healthy and then you're going to lose it at night and have a giant bowl of ice cream.
If I had ice cream in my house, I have fought the urge to stop at
you
a
need
little
to,
man on
you
my
need
way
to
home
start
every night.
Switching out. Try chocolate covered almonds to...
Try discipline, Aaron. Try discipline. Who's that sound like? Hey, Aaron, try discipline.
I didn't say discipline. I have a giant bag of chocolate bars in my desk.
And insulin right next to it.
But I'm coming at you. I'm trying to help because I am the same way. I have the biggest sweet tooth ever. I eat sugar and all that junk all the time. But it's about, it's about the moderation. And I've read too where Aaron is saying, rather than trying to skirt around it because then eventually you break and then you eat the chocolate bar anyways. If you want a chocolate bar, have one chocolate bar, enjoy the hell out of it, and then be done.
But then why am I crashing afterward? Because I think that my body's using it wrong, and I'm just spiking.
That I am
and then
curious
going,
about.
Bam! I'm
asleep. I
want to
give you one of my CGMs, my continuous glucose monitors.
The thing
you
poke in your arm? No.
I want to track your blood sugars.
All right, so once again,
mm-hmm.
TAC doesn't like anybody on Ozempic. He thinks you like it. This is the only way I can win an argument, Aaron, and whose name's on the show.
You got me there.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hold up. What did I miss?
Oh.
Are you serious?
Full moon, baby.
How did we get this far into the show, and this is the first I've heard of it? Like, have you been hiding it? The whole day?
I mean, not. I'm wearing pants.
I always find that weird because I've never done that, and I think it's like how you could just you leave and then you just go about your day. It's like, don't you need to rest? Don't you need you just? I don't know. Do you need to recover?
Okay. So since we're speaking cryptically, listen. I'm on social media. I'm not on social media.
You're not a frequent flyer on.
I'm not, and I need to do better. I should do more.
No.
I
don't.
Should
save yourself.
I know.
I am already having TikTok withdrawals.
Can we talk about that too?
I've already downloaded the new app. We've decided.
Who's decided?
TikTok users to go to Red Note, which is basically the Chinese Instagram. And we're just we're full sending it over there. And it's amazing.
So you're just, now you don't even care if the content's good. You just want your data shared.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Anyway, Aaron apparently got naked on social this weekend.
Not exactly.
Are you?
You can tell that I have pants on.
How do you have pants? If you did, you get a tattoo on your butt?
Yeah.
Then how did you show it while having pants on?
Well, my pants are below my cheek, but I still have my underwear on. They're there. Everything's covered.
Little underwear. You know. Not like the 50s, like the
do
big
you realize,
bulky ones. Like it's
if we say her social handle right now, I want to just watch your body
look,
count.
I'll put my butt on and you shout me out too.
We can do a vote of who has the best butt.
It's...
What?
Radio Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's your Insta?
Yeah.
But is it a reel that's already expired?
No, it's a post. It's okay. My latest post.
So if you want to see Aaron's ass. And now, Tia, here's the weird thing. I've always... I'm in a super weird mood today, clearly. Oops. Like, your wife is remarkably cool. You have we all have a very close relationship with each other. Mm-hmm. But like, you and Aaron are like fraternal twins. Like you guys mm-hmm. do a lot together. And I would think your wife would be weird about that. A little bit.
Oh.
She's not the jealous type, obviously.
No. I think, what does Aaron want to do with me?
Like, no, I'm just saying. But like,
I'm using him to get to AHAC. Right?
But you know what I'm saying. Like, in a lot of relationships, if you were this close to a female coworker, it would feel weird. And then when she puts a butt pick up and you lunge for your phone and heart it.
She liked it too.
I think we saw it together. Aaron got new tattoos. Look. And I was innocently scrolling and then was like, oh, I think that's her butt. It was fine. It's like the side.
Yeah.
Don't get your hopes up too much.
I don't want to look at it because she's like my sister. Like, I don't want to see her
It's
butt.
Not that big of a deal. It's just a butt.
I don't know. My porn search string has a lot of stepsister stuff in it. And I just don't want to muddy this water.
But we should talk about the actual tattoos, okay. Not just the butt, because they look really, really cool.
Thank you.
You got like 15 tattoos this weekend.
No.
How many?
My friend is an apprentice and he needs...
You're fired.
Not that. But, you know, you have to get a certain amount of tattoos down. He has to do like 100 or something. So I was
like for real. Yeah. It's like you're driving, like,
you
when my son
like
was had to have
whatever,
100
yeah.
hours or whatever. So he can't just...
He's done 3 on himself and because he's so nervous about doing other people and messing up. And I was like, buddy.
And he couldn't find a pig?
Well, no, I was like, my body's not a temple. Have at it.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
And so you let him get after
like
your
5
butt.
Hours.
Wow. That's fascinating to me how they do it on themselves because it seems like...
You flinch.
Yeah, and it's not a true representation of how you're doing it on somebody else because you're reacting as you're doing it, right? So it seems like having Aaron come in would
and
be...
And what would you... Do you strap yourself down?
Why would you have to do... It, you don't move that much unless you're a wuss.
You would if it's your own arm.
No, it's like...
I can't even write pen 15 on my hand without flinching.
Haven't you had to give yourself shots before?
Yeah.
It's yeah, but that's similar.
Just blah, like,
but like
stab.
You know,
it's not like
you're
drawing.
Expecting it, and it's I don't know. I feel like it might be easier to do it on yourself.
Huh. Really?
Okay, so
we need to get tattoos, man. We just have no frame of reference for any of this. I don't
you
know.
Don't
the
have
pain.
Any? Do you?
No, I don't know the pain tolerance. I don't know how long it takes. I don't know the healing process. I don't know any of
Was
it.
Was it you that said you wanted to try doing one without ink just to know what it felt like?
Yeah, I did, and I definitely my
what.
Yeah.
You'd go through the pain without any reward?
Because I'm very curious about it. Yeah. I'm curious how bad does it hurt.
Well,
I want to...
I'll, like, shiv you 100 times.
No.
I have, like, the dental...
The picks?
Yeah, the picks. I can just sit and poke you in the forearm, like, 100 times.
I'm a diabetic. I have needles.
Isn't it more fun if he's got, like, my mouth bacteria on him? Okay, so then what'd you get? Can we, like, what all did you get? Or do you... Like, or do you not want to say?
They're on my Instagram.
So you don't want to say, so people will go.
Yeah. Depending how many followers she gets out of this, you see what she tattoos next.
All right. So your Instagram is what?
Radio Aaron.
And if you get how many new followers today?
If I get a certain amount, will you guys get tattoos?
Yes.
Mm.
Do I have to use the apprentice guy or can I get real guy?
You can use a real guy. It's okay.
Do I have to get my butt out or can I put it somewhere? Yeah, how many you want? How many people would have to...
I don't know if I can answer that because I feel like you guys need to answer since it depends on...
1,000.
Like, it's affecting you.
1,000.
1,000? Okay.
She gets 1,000 new followers? How many do you have right now?
Like, not 2,500.
Oh, so, like, that's a significant increase. How about 500?
Yeah.
500 new followers.
Okay.
I'll get a tattoo.
Don't I get any followers out of this?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll
post my butt.
And Tiak will post his butt with or without a tattoo.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll put my tattoo on your butt. I'll like put my forearm on your butt.
Okay.
Okay. What's your, go ahead and give yours.
Oh, Tiak is whack. But really, go
but there's
to
no it. Reason to go to right, yours right
a,
now.
He's got
no
butt some there. Cute family photos on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, we want the butts.
So if you want to see Aaron's tushy, Radio Aaron, 500 likes, I get a tattoo. And what, are you joining me?
Maybe. Yeah. I've been thinking.
No,
yeah.
This is not an
army. Yeah. Do we have to get matching ones?
No.
It doesn't have to be matching. Yeah, I was going to get Noah and Mia. Do you want it? Like, you can at least get Noah.
For my kids, too. We'll switch.
Okay. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we start, like, the TikTok thing. Like, Aaron is, like, we...
Okay, my feed now, it feels like a funeral. I'm not even joking. People are, like... doing their goodbyes. It's
really
so
gonna happen though. Do we we don't think that at the 11th hour somebody's gonna go psych and then TikTok's gonna be,
I don't know, it seems like these headlines, it's been years in the making that like it's gonna be banned. Oh, it's not gonna be banned, it's gonna be banned. So I don't, is this one more, this one feels,
this
more
is like
real,
the right? Hard deadline.
Date.
Yeah,
it's got a date. It's Sunday, right?
Yeah,
but why is that weird? I don't know, why set a date if it needs to be banned? Don't you just,
that is weird.
Ban
yeah,
it,
it's like,
right?
This thing is killing you, but we're going to let it do it for like six more days.
Yeah. That's
weird.
That's suspicious. And you asked before we came on, has this happened ever in history? Has anything like this happened? Kind of for me in my generation of millennials with Vine.
Oh, was that
did
banned?
Did they cancel Vine? They got rid of it?
It just shut down. It didn't get banned, I guess, but it was so like flaming hot popular all of a sudden. And then it just fell off because... I think all the Vine creators wanted to get paid too much, and they kind of demanded a bunch of money.
And then they just quit putting content, and Vine just...
Yeah.
And then like, that's when withered. They switched over to TikTok.
Is that what happened?
I think so.
And then Vine just, yeah.
But aren't you a little bit excited?
No.
That, like, there's a chance. It's like if, like, just all of a sudden heroin's gone. Like, there's a lot of people fully addicted to heroin that would be like, no, don't take it. But then... like a week after, they're like, oh my God, this is great. Like, you're going to have your life back, Aaron. Like, for real. Think
yes
about
and no.
how much time
like,
you spend on TikTok.
Of course.
You're like, don't replace it. Don't
replace
it.
Too late, buddy.
Don't replace it. Just don't. No, it's not too late.
It is.
No, it's, I know you've already done your stupid red one
red
or whatever.
Note.
Yes, but yes. No, just don't.
They're okay. On that note, people are so welcoming. It's basically like the Chinese Instagram, and like they are inviting us over, us TikTok refugees, with open arms. Someone literally told me that it looks like my hair has been bathed in sun. And I'm like, that is so poetic. Thank you so much.
No,
I love it here.
No, just, it's like Oxy's going, yeah, there goes heroin. Like, no, you should just stop. Because I'm trying to, like, if this had happened to me, I don't know what it would be. It's almost like when your favorite show, like when Game of Thrones ended, there were all these people who suddenly had Sunday nights free or whatever. Was that on a night? Did they release that on a night? I remember people having
Yeah, I don't remember,
huge,
but yeah.
Yeah. Or
watch
when,
parties.
When Lost ended.
Yeah.
You're just like...
what do I do now?
But it sucks for a little bit, but then it's so liberating. All of a sudden you're like, look at all this time I have. Because I was like buying food. I was having Lost parties at my house. Like... it was like 3 or 4 hours a week devoted to that stupid show. And then it's just, now it's my time.
And you probably felt similar, right? As it was ending, you're like, no, I don't want it to end.
Oh, God, keep going.
Well, and honestly, like, I think it's kind of different specifically with TikTok because I'll be honest, that's where I get my news. And like, I am going to be so lost without, I don't know what's going to go on in the world without it, truly.
So, okay, can you describe what this other app is though? You're saying it's like Instagram, so it's not as entertaining though.
It is, because we are slowly taking it over and making it.
But I genuinely don't understand, as the millennial who's just on like Facebook and Instagram and stuff, why not take over that? And then I can be in the loop too. You know, I can be young and hip.
We don't want Zuckerberg.
Why not?
Those apps are almost too polished. You can't post the stuff that you're posting on TikTok. Mm.
But maybe they'll let you. Maybe you don't.
It's not the same.
Can you
and like
post
the,
on
the comments are different. It's more unhinged. It's
just stop resisting. Just let's make Instagram talky. Why can't, like, I don't see a
it's
reason.
It's not
going
to happen.
Okay. So you're just determined to give China your data.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, let's start giving out your social security number. What's the first number? 6.
No.
7? You don't know.
I do. I had to remember. I had to remember. I'm sorry.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is where we tease our stories that are coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. My story, I don't even have a tease. Here's my story. If you're on your way to rehab and you want to score some drugs, check the number before you.
I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. You know what? I have some advice. If you're trying to steal, just hear me out.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
There's a man in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Is that what they... Oh, in the upper part there. You know what they sound like? Yeah, they're like Canadian.
But the lower part's probably like Chicago.
Yeah, a little bit more Detroit. But I'll be Uper.
Where that's a lot of accents, and I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, the upper part, the upper peninsula. They call it the UP. They're Upers. Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the Embers. You want smoking
Michigan.
Or not? Oh, sorry. Oh, you know, up in the upper part, they sound like... Like Groundhog Day in here.
He went to a Dollar General store and was like, you know what? I'm kind of hungry.
Okay.
I'm going to take some of these Hot Pockets. And he was also a frequent customer at the Dollar General, like so much so that the employees knew where he worked.
Don't rob some
known people that you're friends with. Yep. Yeah, step number one.
I've been on a first name basis with Dollar Tree employees before. There's been phases of my life.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
But he was like, yeah, I'm kind of hungry. So I'm going to steal some Hot Pockets.
I do love Hot Pockets.
Yeah. They're good.
Hot Pockets.
That always goes through my head.
Hot Pockets. Okay.
He's doing the voice again.
Jim Gavigan, we love you. Sorry.
For sure. And they were like, the employees obviously noticed.
Okay.
They're like, hey, our buddy is stealing. What is going on? So they called the police. Okay. And when the police showed up, he was eating Hot Pockets.
Mm. Destroying the evidence, was he?
Not fast enough. So they did take him.
Yeah, you're going to jail.
Yeah, they did take him to jail.
Nice.
Okay. He made some pretty bad threats, too. Don't do that either.
Yeah. What kind of Hot Pocket? Do you know what kind? There's really only one kind. The pepperoni is like the best.
Oh. Yeah, I always did pepperoni. Yeah.
The ham and cheddar is pretty good.
Yeah, that one was
my
favorite.
One,
I used
sauce,
to do the lean pockets.
They don't make them anymore.
Yeah.
They got rid of them.
No one else
lying.
Did them. Yeah.
They were lying. It wasn't lean.
Not
they
just, lean. No. They very put some, like, salty.
Yeah, and they put oregano on the crust is all they did. It was like stupid. My story comes from Florida! We got a woman who was about to check into a treatment facility, but she was like, before I go, I might as well score some fentanyl.
One last round, baby.
That's what you do.
Gosh.
She didn't check her dealer's number, though. And so when she texted, they were like, sure, meet us here. She accidentally texted a sheriff's deputy.
Okay. You just have that on file?
I guess.
Like in your contacts?
I don't know. Wow. I don't know how dealer and deputy were next to each other.
Avoid this number.
So the deputy set up a bye. I guess they have the same initials. So she... Okay. Yeah.
Wow. You're running with a lot of crowds.
Long story longer, she went for the drug hookup, instead got arrested.
Mm.
And because she also had drug paraphernalia and other... her backup fentanyl, she did not go to rehab. She went to the pokey.
Oh, no.
Check the number when you're scoring your drugs. No! Those were all the stupid people.
Is that the deputy?
We can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.